there, you beautiful faces. Welcome to the Vow Report. I am your beautiful, handsome, hot host, Lamar. So make sure that you smash that like button to help us reach more beautiful eyeballs just like yours, all right? And I want you all to make sure, if you're just stopping by here, make sure that you break, and I mean break, that subscribe button for me, okay? Now, let me get started because you know I do not like to waste your time nor minds, okay? So we got this wonky story coming out of Hotlanta at the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Now, as airport guests were just scurrying around, you know, just trying to catch their flight, waiting on their flight, this crazy Ohio lady decided to sit her ass down and enjoy delightful hot wings, fries, and soda at a Buffalo Wild Wings inside of the airport. Then, after she refueled her demonic belly and it was time to pay for her meal, she said someone had already paid for her meal. Now, this crazy heifer was there by herself, so who paid for her meal? Was it Casper the Friendly Ghost? Dick Clark? Peel Cosby? I don't know, but what I do know is that after she ate her meal and when the airport staff approached her about paying, her ass went dark. During all this, the crazy part is, where was airport security? I want you all to take a look at this viral clip and I'll be back with the rest of my commentary.
I don't know what's
because of the fact that somebody else
paid for my meal.
That shit nasty. She's a terrorist.
So y'all just seen that, and I just find this video just oddly weird. I just don't understand why there wasn't any urgency. Here you are, you have a woman who is out of control, she's erratic, and nobody has called the police or the airport authorities. I find that very weird, very strange. And one can say, well, it's probably because she was a white woman. No, it's because she was a woman, okay? And we're gonna keep it real in this video, in this part of the video, because that's one thing people are not talking about. I would say at least for the last 5, 6, 7 years, women have been really out of control.
Any of my mentally ill girlies might need to sit down for a minute while I share this news. I am very treatment resistant. I have very treatment resistant depression.
Oh my God! Okay. Oh! Taser! Ah! She got
turned! And it seems like it's getting worse and worse. We know that men are out of control as well, but nobody is talking about the women being out of control. I mean, this is just crazy. Like, this woman literally was just freely spraying fire extinguisher chemicals around the airport. We don't know what the chemicals are going to do to these little children who was inhaling this, let alone the elderly, let alone anybody that was around this the substance that was floating through the air. And then even when the particles seem like they're no longer floating in the air, they're still floating in the air. You know what I'm saying? It's on the wall, it's in the ceilings, it's everywhere. Even after she was arrested, when the cops came, she was kicking and spitting on the cops and still acting erratic once they got her down to the precinct. At least 3 airport staff members had to be admitted to the hospital because they were complaining of respiratory issues. It is not every day that humans inhale chemicals from a fire extinguisher. Even when firefighters are putting out a fire, they're wearing a mask. They're not inhaling the chemicals. The only time an average human is going to come in contact with chemicals from a fire extinguisher is if they are putting out a fire in their home or business. This woman felt very comfortable to do what she wanted to do. It's part of one or two things, but before I get there, I just don't understand how the men in the airport did not take her down. Like, how did they not know this was a homemade weapon that this woman had? She was able to pull the fire alarm, then she was able to make her way towards other areas of the airport to retrieve a fire extinguisher. This is the part where I don't understand why people didn't act as if this was some sort of threat to them, right? But then, where were the women? If anybody should have felt comfortable taking her down, it should have been another woman also. Somebody should have clunked her ass on the head and took her down. Like I said earlier, this is women being out of control. I want us to take a look at this PDF here from the CDC. It says, among adults 18 to 44, both men and women were more likely to receive mental health treatment. And then right here on the chart, it shows from 2019 to 2021, there was an increase in mental health assistance for men. But then when you look at the chart for women, it is much higher. Now, why are these mental health issues going up? That's one of two things, right? One is I believe that it's women feeling like they can do whatever the hell they want to do. There's no accountability set in stone for women right nowadays. The second part is, okay, it is mental illness, which goes back to what the CDC chart is showing. A lot of these people don't need to be a part of society, and historically, they would not have been part of society. But the reason they are part of our society is because in 1965, with the creation of Medicaid, it shifted or accelerated the shift from inpatient to outpatient care. So with that, one key part of the Medicaid legislation noted that the federal government would no longer pay for inpatient care in psychiatric hospitals. So what this did was it pushed states to move patients out of these costly state facilities. The last U.S. psychiatric asylum closed its doors in 1994, folks. This is why modern day mental illness seems like it is on the rise. And I believe it's not on the rise. It's just that the people who would have been in these, who would have been locked behind these asylums, they're on dating apps. They're on the police force. They're our co-workers, our managers, and they're our parents. They're the homeless people also, because there's no mental health asylums in the U.S. in modern day society. They're all closed down. Last one closed its doors in 1994. So yeah, let me know your thoughts down below. And I love you for watching. Make sure that you hit that like button, okay, to make sure that we are circulating through the algorithm. And all our other subbies are also getting their notifications as well. And make sure that if you like this video and you like the commentary, make sure that you hit the subscribe button, because we would love to have you part of this channel and a part of our continued growth on this channel. I love your beautiful face for watching. See you in the next one. Peace. Oh man, this podcast may have ended, but the fun continues right here with other podcast selections. Or you can take it up a notch and head over to our YouTube channel to watch our well-crafted, entertaining videos. I love you for listening to this podcast. I'll catch you in the next one.